百分百。
听众朋友您好，感谢继续收听希望之声广播电台，我是主持人蓝青。那么8到12年级的家长啊，这个孩子怎么升入理想的大学啊，是家长永恒而又非常重要的话题。我们今天就请到 SK Education 的教育主任 Peter 叶再次来到我们的节目中。 Peter 你好。
蓝青你好。
Peter 还同样是带来的他的翻译啊 Kingsley。 Kingsley 你好。
大家好。
Peter 啊，在9月9号还将再做一次讲座，因为上次 Peter 做的讲座非常成功哈，很多听众去了之后都非常获益。那么在9月9号星期日呢， Peter 还将会有一场讲座，这场讲座呢就是详细的帮助大家去了解8到12年级学生怎么要为申请大学做准备。同时呢， Peter 还把自己多年总结出来的10条进入理想大学的 tip 在现场分享给大家。那么今天的节目中，因为今天的节目时间有限， Peter 给我们分享一下讲座中哈要和大家分享哪些内容。
OK, so parents today know that studentsIn order to get into the top universities or the Ivy League schools, that their students have to be a very well-rounded students, meaning they have to do many activities and be very good and high-achieving in all of those activities. But I think parents also know that among those activities, those students have to find one or two specialty or specialized activities to be very, very good at. And today, what I want to share with you is, number one,That is all true, but what I want to do is organize that information for you so that you know exactly what the key parts are and how they all fit together to make the student the complete package. And I think that you will understand after this show today that being a well-rounded student is not the same as being the complete package.
所以家长们应该很清楚，美国的顶尖的高校他们想要的是全方面发展的学生。然后今天 Peter 老师带来一个新的概念，也就是说现在的美国顶尖的学校已经不仅仅满足于找到这些全面发展的学生，而是这些学生在全面发展的同时还要有自己的专长，在专长方面非常的卓越。所以呢 Peter 老师今天给大家分享一直以来的心得，就是如何找到你的专长并突出你的专长。
全面发展是不是就可以进入理想学校，还是说要专长？因为有的家长可能还会理解，哎，我的孩子有个专长，他可能可以帮助他进入他理想的学校。那么这个全面发展和专长之间到底是什么样的一个关系呢？
So the formula is this: well-rounded plus specialty equals complete package. That means that in order to have a specialty, the student firstmust be well-rounded. And it's only with the specialty that the student will be considered what's known to schools as the complete package.
所以 Peter 老师认为，在各方面全面发展的基础上，再加上一方面专长的特长，才等同于在大学申请中你是一个非常强有力的竞争者。
这个大学申请越来越激烈啊，对我们学生的要求也真是越来越高了。那么家长接下来的问题就是说，我怎么才能做到这些呢？
Well, first, let's understand why being a complete package is necessary. That term is actually created by the college admissions offices. The reason why schools are looking for kids who are complete, quote-unquote, is that the number of applicants is becoming greater every year. There are more and more students applying to colleges. And so the way that the students are being qualified for entrance is much more strict today and difficult for the colleges today than it was before.
所以呢，我们现在先来了解一下为什么这个Peter 老师说的 complete package 这么的重要，也就是说你学生不仅仅要是全面发展，而且还有自己的专长卓越的情况下，才有更大的机会被顶尖的学校录取，是因为随着每一年竞争越来越激烈，学生们的素质越来越高，所以呢每一年的大学录取也就变得越来越严格和越来越有竞争力。
Why is it important to have a specialization to be a complete package? Is because when students apply to different majors at the top university, they're going to be compared to other top students from around the world for the same majors and programs. And so the best way to stand out among the best applicants into any major or program is to have a specialization. Number two, each college have their owninstitutional need, or you can call it school priorities. And so they may be looking for different ways that different students can contribute to their school environment, right? So creating a well-rounded class of students is the most important thing to the colleges, especially at the highest level.
所以当学生申请专业的时候呢，这个学生会和其他都非常强有力的申请者之间做比较。那如果你的孩子想在这种竞争激烈的环境中脱颖而出的话呢，所以我们就说学生在有各方面全面发展的同时，还有他的突出他的专长。学校在录取学生的时候呢，有他自己的这样的一个偏好，或者说他学院自己的一个需求，他会希望从各个领域都有专长的学生来使他们的校园文化更加的丰富，对学生对学校做出不同的这种贡献。所以对于学校来说，在各个方面都有特长的学生会让这个他录取的这一届的学生变得环境变得丰富起来，对于学校来讲是非常重要的一点。
那对于家长和学生来说，那真的就是更难了。我怎么知道某一个我梦想中的学校，这个学校它今年的学生铺里面哈都有什么成分的学生在申请？我怎么是把我自己很好的 fit in 我自己的专长以及当年学生的情况，真是太难 predict 了。
Absolutely, it's impossible to predict.
是，怎么办？
I believe the best way for students to develop those very unique specializations is to begin at an early age. Parents have to support their kids as early as possible to develop a sense of exploration in trying different things. That means the parents have to be very open-minded as well. And I think in my early young students, early age students, that's my biggest advice for parents is to support their kids exploration.
所以学生如何找到自己的这个专长呢，其实需要家长从很早的时候呢就鼓励学生们到处去探索，然后他们的探索的范围一定要广一些，这样他们最后才会知道说自己真正喜欢的热爱的是哪一项。
那么作为家长和学生怎么去发现自己，怎么去全面发展自己，怎么去发现自己特别可以专长的方向？
Definitely beginning high school, that's 9th grade, 10th grade,Encourage your students to try a lot of different activities inside and outside of the school. Explore the various clubs that are available and volunteer work that are available, but with the purpose of finding the one or two that the student really, really likes, and the parents just support them as much as possible. And once you find it, find ways to deepen the involvement, find different ways to do those activities, and find more meaningful ways to apply the qualities of those activities to other areas of the student's life. If there's a club that is not available at the school, maybe you can find a way to open or start that club at the school.
所以 Peter 老师在这里建议九年级学生呢，就开始探索自己的爱好，可以在教室可以在学校里学校外多去探索，比如说学生社团也好，然后社区的志愿者活动也好，多积极参与这样的活动，来寻找你至少一到两个爱好和你非常感兴趣的事情，然后找到了之后，你一定要记得，你要不仅仅停留在表面的这种活动和交互当中，一定要进行加深你的爱好，以及尝试寻找有意义的方式回馈你的社区，并且呢，如果你在你周围没有发现你感兴趣的这个爱好的一些社团也好，志愿者活动也好，那就建立一个属于你自己的社团吧。
刚才讲的就是这个如何让你的学生全面发展，同时又兼有自己的特长，以满足呢咱们升到自己理想大学的这样的一个途径，一个办法哈。这是 Peter 过去这么多年的这样的学生辅导学生过程中呢总结出的第一个 tip。 那么 Peter 还有九个 tip 呢，都将在九月九号在Kunlan Community Center 这样讲座上和大家分享。在讲座中还会和大家分享哪些内容？
So at my seminar, I'm going to actually give you some detailed examples of what we discussed today, along with sharing 9 other tips on my 10 tips to get into an Ivy League school. So you definitely do not want to miss out.
所以 Peter 老师在9月9号的这个 seminar 当中呢，还会提到另外9点非常重要的申请美国高校的一些他的一些心得。那除此之外呢，他会在每一点上分享具体的事例，来帮助家长和学生理解为什么这些点非常的重要。
And I'm going to apply my tips to every grade level in high school as early as 8th grade. So I'm going to tell you exactly how to apply these tips in 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade and 11th grade. So it's going to be an exciting seminar.
所以 Peter 老师呢会把这十点啊、他的心得具体的放在八年级、九年级、十年级和十一年级以及十二年级上面，他每一点都是如何在每一点上体现出来的。
哎呀，这个真是很好，这个十点不是适用于某一个年级，而是说从八年级到九年十二年级都可以适用，而且如何去适用 Peter 都将在九月九号的 Seminar 上和大家分享。所以呢，这里呢我再重复一下 Seminar 报名电话，报名电话是408-800-7620 408-800-7620 9月9号星期日，这个在Cupertino Quinlan Community Center 这样的一个讲座。好，谢谢 Peter 来到我们的节目中。
好的，谢谢。
谢谢 Kingsley。
哎，谢谢。